Blog Talk Radio.
Teen Scene Radio. Yeah, I love you. I love you. Teen Scene Radio family. How it going this evening? How are you doing, family? So, a new year. What's going on? Tell me about your great accomplishments. Tell me about your new friends, your new wonderful experiences. Tell me about your travels. Tell me about you just relaxing and enjoying. Family, tell me about everything. I love you. Welcome back to the Teen Scene Radio Show. Visit us online at facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio and or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, obviously, as we always do. You're open to accepting donations and contributions for the Teen Scene Radio, onestarradio.com show. I love you! So listen. School was out for a couple weeks for the holidays. What did you do? What would you like to do this year for fun? Think about it. I was just recently working on the clubcampusland.com party hosting venue location list. And we've got some incredible parties. Now, obviously, I tell parents, look, we do have some parties for teens from 13 to 19. There are some parties for 18, 19 plus. However, whatever kind of party there is, you can always party with us in a Teen Scene Radio crowd at the clubcampusland.com site. Now, you can host and or plan an event, graduation party, fundraising party, scholarship party, club party, dance party, and there are a host of other types of parties, pool parties, pajama parties, all kind of lingerie parties, all kind of incredible things. And you got to understand, 13 through 19, look, you guys and girls are old enough to really enjoy yourselves, okay? However, when you get into crowds that are 17, 18, 19, I mean, you are in college. You are graduating 18, your first year of college. Come on, sororities, fraternities, and enjoy. You all can do things like lingerie parties. You all, I do another show, the Real Radio Show. Well, the Real Radio Show, I was just talking about the other day. You know what? Some of y'all, my goddaughters, godchildren, y'all walk around the house nude. I mean, come on, y'all. I got to take my clothes off also for a shower. And I just, I think about some of these things when some people, 80% of people are okay with it, but every now and again, that 20%. You go to the beach, everybody's nude on the beach, darn near. I mean, some of these bathing suits, these string bikinis, you have 10-year-olds, 13-year-olds walking around with no tops. That's normal behavior. That's normal behavior. You know what? Like I said, my goddaughter, they come in there rubbing their darn little nubbies on my hair, laughing, giggling, talking about, shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I know a girl, like, breasts supposed to lactate after you have a baby. When y'all finally start having a baby, you bring your lactated breast to me, okay? Because I need some breast milk, some good vegetarian breast milk. You know, I'm coming with all that meat and stuff. If you do have meat, you can go a few days without meat, and then, If it's sweet. I heard some of y'all, Yeah, how many parents know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna talk about that on the real radio show too, though. But this is the Team C Rail Show. How many parents know what I'm talking about? How many parents had daughters ready to talk about? Look! Are they growing? And I'm thinking, I got other things to do. However, parents, let me tell you what your guardians, let me tell you what your brothers and sisters, let me tell you uncles, let me tell you what you do, okay? You look at any girl who asks your degree, you tell them the truth. Yes, they are growing. They look beautiful. You look great. Oh, wonderful. Oh, man. Yeah. Touch it. Look here. I'm firm in the front. I'm like... Yeah, you try to get back to whatever it is you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, you know what, though? I love y'all so much, you know? I tell you, I had a friend of mine as a teacher. Look, for teachers, look. Be careful about going to the bathroom when people use the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Look, as a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, really don't need nobody holding their penis. You know? So let me help you aim. Aim for your dreams. No, I don't know. Some of y'all, you know, some of y'all probably actually need that. I ain't even going to kid you. So I go to the bathroom, pee on a trash can. I'm like, okay, the toilet is over there. Okay? Look, don't use the bathroom in your pants. Lord G, kids, youngins, adults. Just go to the bathroom when you need to urinate. That's natural behavior. Babies urinate at will in the womb. You know, when we get older, you know, you ever sit around saying, I just want to urinate. I don't have to go to the bathroom or find a play. How many ladies just want to urinate right where they are, right now, just right at the moment? You know? You're urinating. As a matter of fact, when the babies are in the womb, the amniotic fluid consists of mucous membranes, obviously amino acids and vitamins and type of stuff from the mothers. However, the lipids and phospholipids in the amniotic fluid come from defecation and the urine from the baby. Isn't that something? I started thinking, what do you mean? Do you mean when we're babies, we're swimming around in urine and defecation? Yeah! I got it! So, when babies are inside the womb, obviously defecation is generally liquid. That's where phospholipids come from. Now, think about this, okay? And then when we're born, the breasts provide lipids and then the protein. Now, you can get protein from the sun. Did you realize that? What's one of the main things in protein, amongst other nutrients and vitamins and stuff? Huh? Hydrogen! Woo! Meat provides hydrogen. Do you realize that you can look at the sun and receive hydrogen from the sun, the sun rays, the light? Well, if you look at the sun long enough, you probably just keep living. Vitamin D, hydrogen, all kind of other stuff. And you start thinking like a tree. Do I really need anything else other than sunlight and a little bit of oxygen, you know, some water, some hydrogen? H2O, hydrogen and oxygen make water. So if you look at the sun enough with the oxygen in the air, does that mean we can make water? Ooh, you're smart. We're smart. So... and this is Teen Scene Radio. We're just thinking. All around the world, for all my teens, all nationalities, race, colors, creeds, and genders, we get smart. So I think about the ocean. Now, he fishes in the ocean, right? And he whales and all these millions and billions, maybe even trillions of fish, right? Maybe, possibly. There's definitely thousands and millions of billions. I haven't really seen thousands and millions of billions of fish. I mean, you know, on TV and in the magazines and on the internet and the books and encyclopedias and stuff. They lead us to think that there's a whole bunch of fish. What if there's only a few fish? And they always swim to wherever they think that we're going to actually look for them. Well, there's like a small fish family, a few thousand fish that just go around. Now, I do realize that they generate a whole bunch of fish. How are we not supposed to have been reproducing fish for consumption purposes? Just like we're not supposed to have been reproducing cattle and chicken and turkeys for consumption purposes. We're not supposed to reproduce anything for anything other than living. What are you saving negative current for, huh? Corporations, all these companies. What are we partaking in anything other than living for? I don't want your debt. I want my own assets. Think about me. Think about me on TC Radio. Okay, so the water in the ocean. I mean, obviously there's salt, you know, the iodine. Then there's the sodium chloride, salt. Then in addition to salt, what else is there other than, like, seaweed, the little hairs on the bottom of the ocean? There's lipids and phospholipids from ocean living habitations, inhabitants, urine, and fecal matter. Now, I was doing some research and development here. I'm thinking, do you mean fish as well as babies in this amniotic fluid live in their own defecation and urine? And I was thinking, like, you know, if it's said that babies can live up to weeks after birth underwater when attached to the umbilical cord and the placenta. Is this true? I'm asking questions. I want to see underwater living happy. I used to throw a 6-month-old in there. They're swimming at you. 3-month-old. Just all of a sudden, you just have swimming skills.
But I've been swimming around the water for 9 months.
The water. You've been swimming around in the water.
The water.
What you doing?
The water.
Then what you do after you swim around the water?
The water.
The water?
I'm looking for the water.
Oh, you looking for the water?
I need the water.
Oh, the water. You're looking for water when you're born.
No, you understand me.
A whole bunch of babies all around the world. You mean to tell me when you were born, baby, you were actually looking for a body of water for you to swim around in with some lipids and phospholipids?
Oh, yeah!
Oh.
I wanted my eustachian tubes working like gills.
Oh, you wanted your eustachian tubes working like gills, baby?
Yeah.
Oh, baby wanted their gills working like eustachian tubes. Baby, yes, your breasts are growing, okay? You know the baby look at you and say, am I growing? Yes, baby, you're growing. So babies, we done heard from the horse's mouth. We done heard from the baby herself, representing millions and billions of trillions of babies that have been born over the last 500 years. that when babies are born, they're actually looking for a pool of water, a body of water, so they can keep on defecating and urinating whenever they want. They don't have to wait for the bathroom. See, that's why babies, when they urine, that's why they have a diaper. Because you're supposed to just urine. They probably wonder why they're not floating around in their urine anymore. Or under water, in a body of water. Because, see, what was that the baby said about Eustachius tubes? That the baby wanted to use the Eustachius tubes like gills.
And how is that possible?
Well, when we're breathing in our nose, oxygen comes in our nose. And then it filters through the Eustachius tubes like oxygen filters through the gills so that we can continue breathing underwater.
Oh, baby! You're so intelligent. I love you, baby. So, listen. This is important. We're going to end the show in a few minutes. The information on the show may or may not represent information that's provided by your medical associations and or other associations. And whether or not this information works for you or not, whether or not you have been completely developed enough to utilize this information is a question at hand here. However, nonetheless, I want you all to take a look as you're researching and developing your own growth and researching and developing your own reproduction in the future. Bring some of this good information to me that you all learned so we can talk about it on TNC Radio, okay? Now, what's the moral of this story? The moral of the story is, I do believe babies can breathe underwater from the day that they're born and for weeks to even months. And maybe if done correctly, human beings may actually have the ability in living underwater perpetually. Mm-hmm. We need to continue research and development in this area. Mm-hmm. Somebody didn't give us all the information in the public school system. So, and that's you know, that's, is this true? Tell me, you all, is this true? I need to do our research and development. Obviously, I'm sure somebody has research and development this previously. However, maybe your research and development and new research and development say two different things. Maybe we've really got people swimming around underwater that don't have to actually surface. Maybe somewhere in our ocean underwater, there's a colony of human beings and or at least beings that are privileged with the ability in enjoying an underwater experience. With the ability, obviously, to occasionally, when they choose surface and enjoy surface dwelling. The question also is for people who I've breathed through my ears before. You ever been lifting weights and then the Eustachius tubes open? And it sounds like the water's in your ear. It sounds like you're breathing through your ears. I do wonder if there's a mechanism in our ear that was designed for separating oxygen from the hydrogen and oxygen mix and sustaining living experience. Yeah. They say that when people are underwater, anything other than living is just an illusion. Just because people thought they couldn't breathe. Or if you think you can, I think I can. Obviously, again, it's important to have a physical body, a being that has developed. Now, obviously, if you're separated from your placenta, maybe some people don't actually develop certain abilities that are normally accomplished when staying attached to the placenta for the entire duration of the pregnancy and after both the baby and the placenta are separated from the internal womb in the female's body. I suggest, ladies, leave the womb attached, or leave the placenta attached and the umbilical cord. I didn't have that information previously, or else I would have suggested that for every. I've seen, you know, and maybe if you. However, now don't. Okay. Yeah, so listen. You've been listening to Teen Scene Radio. Visit us online at facebook.com/teenscenedream. Visit us online at facebook.com/teenscenedradio and or email us at teenscenedream@gmail.com. I love you, Teen Scene family. Remember, you are beautiful. This show this evening was sponsored by clubcampusland.com, your favorite private party event club event hosting company, where you can host and or plan a private party for you, your club, your graduating class, friends, family, and or other group. Visit Campusland, visit clubcampusland.com today for more information and or contact us for existing locations where parties invite you, where you can be a star. Party with us at Teen Scene Radio. Teen Scene Radio is on onestarradio.com show, and you can visit us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com and or facebook.com/teenscenedradio. Donations and contributions are always welcome for Teen Scene Radio at teenscenedream@gmail.com. Accept PayPal and other forms of currency, and or also accept credit card payments over the phone. We'll send you contribution contact information via email. We'll receive any type of contribution request and or contribution extensions. Thank you. Happy New Year and happy incredible evening.